After several deals had fallen through, she was finally set to close on the property. But that was 3 weeks away. She had to decide whether she wanted to invest the money in the business. The profit she stood to make was enough to cover salaries, utilities, rent, and other essentials for operating the childcare center. The first year, New Visions had made a modest profit, but this year it was projected to increase by 10%. Drumming her fingers on the top of the desk, Denise stared at the framed prints of children from around the world in their native dress. She'd fulfilled a childhood dream of becoming a teacher, but hadn't stopped there. Setting up the child care center was the second stage of her plan, and the third and final component was to eventually establish a school for at-risk, underprivileged boys. However, everything she'd sacrificed and worked so hard for was about to implode. The new owner of the property had given her 90 days to accept the terms of the rental renewal agreement or vacate the property. And there was no way she could find another building, renovate it, and secure the necessary permits to run a similar facility in 3 months. She stared at the letter for a full minute. Reaching for the telephone, she picked up the receiver and dialed the number on the company's masthead. "Capital Management. How may I direct your call?" asked the woman who'd answered the telephone. Denise sat up straighter. "May I please speak to Ms. Henderson?" "Who's calling?"
"Denise Eaton, Executive Director of New Visions Childcare. I received a certified letter this morning signed by Ms. Henderson. I'm calling to set up an appointment to meet with her to discuss the terms of the renewal lease agreement."
"Please hold on, Ms. Eaton. I'll see if Ms. Henderson is available." Denise continued drumming her fingers, her heart beating rapidly against her ribs, while mumbling a silent prayer that she'd be able to appeal to Camilla Henderson's maternal instincts. That was, if the woman had any.
"Camilla Henderson," she said in a strong, no-nonsense, business-like tone. "How may I help you, Ms. Eaton?"
"I'd like to set up an appointment to meet with you to discuss the letter you received outlining the terms of the rent increase," she said, interrupting Denise.
"How did you know?"
"I'm not clairvoyant, Ms. Eaton." There was a hint of laughter in her voice. "It's just that I've been fielding calls about rent increases all morning." The sound of turning pages came through the earpiece.
"Are you available this coming Friday?"
Denise checked her planner. She had a staff meeting at 10.
"What time on Friday?"
"I have an opening for Friday morning and another one for late afternoon."
"I'd prefer late afternoon."
"My assistant will call you Friday morning to set up a time and place where we'll meet."
"We won't meet at your office?" Denise asked.
"No, Ms. Eaton. We're currently renovating our offices and conference room."
"Okay, I'll wait for the call. And thank you, Ms. Henderson.
I'll see you Friday, Ms. Eaton." Denise hung up. Camilla Henderson seemed friendly enough on the phone, so now it was up to her to try to convince the woman to lower the rent for the sake of the children, their parents, and the employees of the center. Camilla Henderson exhaled a breath when she dialed Garrett Fennell's extension. It took less than a minute for his executive assistant to transfer her to the CEO of Capital Management Properties.
"Rhett, Ms. Eaton called. I told her I'm willing to meet with her Friday afternoon."
"Call her back and tell her you're available tonight."
"What if she's not available?"
"If I know Denise Amaris Eaton as well as I believe I do, she will make herself available. Tell her to meet you in the lobby of my hotel at 7. That should give her enough time to close the center and make it to the Hay Adams in time for dinner."
Denise parked her car 6 blocks from the Hay Adams. She'd been surprised when Camilla Henderson's assistant called soon after they'd hung up to schedule a dinner meeting at the hotel across the street from the White House for 7 that evening. Her plan to wash several loads of laundry was scrapped when she left the center at 4, 2 hours earlier than her normal quitting time. She'd gone home to shower and change into something more appropriate for a dinner meeting at the Landmark Hotel that was a popular choice for policymaking meetings among Washington politicos. She didn't have time to wash and blow out her hair, so Denise brushed it off her face, pinning it into a loose chignon on the nape of her neck.